Blog Talk Radio.
Well, praise the living God for whom all blessings flow. We know that God is still good, and he is a merciful God. Today has been a good day, and we just say hallelujah, because the God we serve is a great God. And you know, today was the day that we just gave thanks to God that all God has done for us and the simultaneousness of God allowing us to do the same as our beloved brother, the Jews, they had Hanukkah. So we tip our hat of love and say thank you, Father, to all things that God has done for us, to us, and by us. There's much to be said today that we've seen go over the airways today. And the one thing I can say to us tonight is that we give God the glory. We give God everything. And I just want to give a few scriptures to you that I believe that God has laid on my heart, and thank God. I want to talk about an intercessor. And, you know, there was a lady that I was in prayer with, and she was telling me some things that helped to bold my attitude toward prayer. And she says, every prayer needs to get his prayer closet and pray until the fire of God, because the angel takes up our prayer request and take it back to heaven. But there is a fight to bring that request back to God, because we know that he hears us, but there's also a war that we have to fight also. And I want to tell you, I began to just meditate, pray upon what she was saying. And so as I was thinking, here's some things I wrote down, that my life should be holy toward the Lord Jesus. And I should empty myself, all my flesh, my pride, and unforgiveness. And strife. So let's stop right there and ask you a question. Are you, me, still have pride, flesh, unforgiving? What if you say no? Come go with me. I ask the Father to reveal to me the things that he want me to do. I'm not a very intelligent man when it comes down to God's bidden, because intelligence does not have it, but faith gets me into the presence of God. Therefore, I'm asking you to come and just stay with me for just a few moments, because, see, when you have a lot of pride, see, well, I think I can be everything I want to do, pride lifts us up. We get pumped up to know that we do what we want to do when we want to do it. But God is still there. God has asked us, do we really trust him? Do we really believe in him? Yes. Yeah. So I just say tonight to us who are listening, when we let these areas I just mentioned, God is able to take us. I speak it to you with love in my heart. I speak it to you because I know what God is doing. If you see, any time you get to where you don't want to learn nothing, you got a problem for yourself. If you can't hear what God is saying to you through somebody else, you got a problem. And that's with love. See, because God is so good. His mercy endures. His mercy is accountable to those who can trust in him. And you know, one of the things I'm finding in the life we live in today, there was a lot of pride, flesh. See, the flesh says, did you not know the flesh has a mind? And the mind says, well, since you don't want to hear me, I want to do what I want to do. The flesh says, I don't need to fast today. I don't need to pray today. I don't need to get busy. I just need to do what God told me to do. And the best thing I can say is, I'm going to do what I want to do. See, the flesh, the spirit of God, which is supposed to navigate Who's ever in charge? God help me. Who's ever in charge of your life? If it's the flesh or the spirit? If you have the flesh, flesh profits nothing. Even at the end of time, it shall not even discount for anything. But the Spirit of God, it does count for everything. So I just say I bless you, and I want to thank you. See, a lot of people don't want to be meek at what is M-E-E-K. You don't want us to lower its level and be meek. Somebody can sing better than you can. Somebody can deliver the word than you can. Somebody can write better than you can. Somebody can do everything in the extraordinary. But you know what? Thank God. I thank God that what I have been dealt with, I use the best of my ability. And that's all God is saying to us. What God has given to us, we need to expound upon it, press up on it, and push up on it, and believe God and watch God do some things. See, because when we don't want to be honest, we don't want to be meek, a meek person, you can have people going around and say, you know, well, I don't want to talk to that person because that person, I know some pastors right in the northeast part of Houston. They're arrogant. You know, I was at one church where a pastor said, oh, you know, and didn't tell me that sitting in the seat. I didn't know to my stupidity. He said, you're in the wrong seat. Well, God didn't ever say that. He made a place. He could have said, oh, excuse me, brother. Could you sit over here? Let's see this for you. See, because you need to, pastors, I'm talking to the pastor now. You need to become so humble to God. Because the same gift I'm going to get, you're going to get. We're going to take it off. When we appear at the throne of God, we're going to say, oh, my God, when he ain't coming to his body, we're going to take all those crowns and throw them at his feet. I'm telling you what the word has said. But we got teachers in the Northeast quadrant of Houston, Texas, the 550 states in America. Because here's what happened. They don't want to be gentle. When you know you're gentle, a baby can help. Well, a baby knows when you're gentle with a baby. If you go in there with roughness, pushing and pressing, the baby's going to cry out. God has shown us his gentleness toward us. And you know, it's hard to get some people to get people involved on what God wants to do. God wants to take us to another level. I want to go to another level. And the only way I can do it is that I want God to take me to wherever he wants me to go. Well, why do I want it? Because the more I can do, the more I can do for the kingdom. Am I looking to be the top dog? No, I just want to do the work of the Lord. See, and one other thing that the lady sister told me, she said, a lot of people in the body of Christ, they're not praying for the fire to fall. Why are they not praying for the fire to fall? Because they don't know what they're going to do. They're praying a little prayer here, a little prayer there. Well, Lord, I know you're going to answer my prayer. But you know what she's saying? It's going to take you time praying and believing God. It's up to you. It's up to me. And that's what God wants to do through us and by us. And so, beloved, I just say, continue. And the humblest, this H-U-M-B-L-E. Do you know what? But you got to watch what, you got to watch. A dog who's hungry, humble himself. As long as that dog know you're going to treat him right, he's going to become your protector. Do you not know when you humble yourself to a stranger that you are helping is going to humble himself to be a watchman? What God has favor for you. And you have to deal with that because you. Some of us that listen know that we've met a lot of people and we didn't humble ourselves. God has his hand on you. God wants to use you. He wants to use me more. The time is now. And let me tell you something. Satan is not playing. He is not playing. When I say he's not playing, it's like it's the last quarter of the game. And we only got 4 seconds left. Are we going to stay in the fullness of God, or are we going to get out? See, once you step outside and you get hit, you got to realize you stepped out of the game. You got to stay in the game. Because when you stay in the boundary of truth and righteousness, Satan is going to talk all he can. And you must believe that. Anybody tell you that Satan's not the ruler of this world, they're a liar and don't know the truth. Because Jesus said he's the master of this world. But Jesus came to set us free so that if us come to him, we have power over him. And, you know, Satan can't do nothing. Satan can't do nothing God won't let him do. How do I know? Because Jesus said, in my name, you cast out. In my name. Whatever you ask in my name, I'll do it. Well, a lot of people don't want to spend the time. And I've learned I want to spend more time. I want to be one of the crazy ones. I want to be one that loves God. I want to watch God love me. I want to be obedient. And I say this to those who listen and try to get it to the point. See, a lot of us don't have to pray and fast. Pray, P-R-A-Y, and F-A-S-T. Pray additional time to spend with God. Leaving the food stuff, television, phone, for time to be with God. And you know what? I'm finding in this life of mine as I'm living, I'm finding a lot of more hypocrites in the body of Christ, a bunch of liars, but I have to live with them. I have to love them. I'm not going to judge them, but I'm going to pray for them because I'm going to judge myself. But I would like to stand by and say, brother, sister, can we discuss this time? It's due time. God will allow us to sit and talk to them. He will do it. He will do it. And I want you to see something else. When we seek, see, this is something else. Well, you know, I got me a PhD from Yale. I got me a PhD from the school, et cetera, Hogwarts. To God, it means nothing. Because God does not look at how much mind I got, how much literature I know, how much I know mathematics. But God can make with the mind of God, God can bend time, by time, through time, around time, and say, I'm still in charge. Remember he asked Joe, he said, Joe, where were you when I created? Where were you? See, God has a, and for me to tell you, I know a lot about this. I'd be telling you a lie. Because I don't. But you know, the lifestyle that all believers ought to live is that we have the mind of Christ. Because see, term used, when he downloads stuff, we need to upload what he has for us so he can download us. And God cannot act not in conflict with your will. Your will must be submissive. Your will must be meek. Your will must be humble. Your will must be forgiving. See, but when you submit to the will of God, God says, I can use you. But see, it's going to cost you something. One thing I love about studying the Apostle Paul, the Apostle Paul, he said, all that I have, I've counted as nothing, that I might gain the excellency of God. And you know what? The gain of excellence, I say God, because it takes you to another arena. When you take God at his word, Satan can do nothing to you, but it's up to you. It is up to you. You know why it's up to you? I say this, you with love and kindness. God still cares for us. But you know why he still cares for us? Because he loves us. He loves us with all that he has. Hallelujah. Our God is an awesome God. He is an awesome God. And you know what God is called? Because he loves us. And some of the people say they're going to call, do what they say they're going to do. I know that today was a great day. We were with our families. I had a great time with my son, his wife, and my unborn grandson. I'm very happy to go. I'm very thankful. Very thankful. I got a chance to feel like I was I was the king of what I was doing. But God is still there. And see, I say to all of us who love God, can we trust him? Can we trust him? Yes, you can. God loves us. See, and the real issue that we must live with is that somebody, and God's going to catch us on his television. Or should I say on his camera? Because eyes have not seen. As I put it out to the Facebook, God has the hand, God has the fingers, God has the mouth, God has the eyes, God has the ear, God has the mind. And it just says, hey, well, does he know all that? Yeah, he can. But because he is so holy, until the flesh cannot look upon him. And the only way we're going to be able to see God is through Jesus Christ. We can see him through. And the beauty and the holiness that God's going to bring to us, it's going to tear down barriers. Barriers like never before. And I want to say this to you once again. Do not be so easily offended. Because there are a lot of people that are loose on the goose. And, well, I don't, it ain't what God's going to do. Well, okay, what does the Bible say? Every foundation. But it's acceleration we go into prayer with that scripture. For example, God said in his word, he said, my little children, write these things on you, that you sin not. And if any man sin, listen at this, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ, the righteous. If you put that, if, what man wants to sin against God? Through what man? What, see, and he says, and hereby we know him, that we know him, if we keep his commandments. See, when you keep God's commandments, the enemy can't do you no wrong. Why? Because God loves you. But some people have their own thinking to say what God wants, what God, well, if I can just get God to do this, no, you can't get God to do nothing. You have to submit your petition. And if God sees rightfulness to do it, he's going to do it. The question was asked some days ago with a megachurch pastor in Houston and asked him, and I love him, Joel Osteen. And, you know, Joel gave a good answer. Some things, I don't know what God is doing. I don't know why God does what he does. Because he's God. I don't know his purpose. I don't know all of his plans. But I will say this to you. I believe that God will heal. How do I know? Because God still loves us. I believe God's going to bless me. As long as I'm standing on the tier of righteousness, God wants to use me. So everybody want to just jump down on somebody. But I say, see, God motivates us to love, agape love. See, when we got the God conscience of love, we might have the feel, but emotional love don't move God. But the agape love. See, when God sees that agape love, he said, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believes in him shall not, but shall have eternal life. I want eternal life. Hallelujah. Amen. God loves you. Oh, praise him. Praise the living God. See, I say, beloved, the more we trust God, the more we trust God, the more we speak to God, the more we tell God how much we love him. Can I tell you something today? Have you talked to God today? If you talk to God through Jesus Christ, I always say, well, Father, somewhere today, I sinned somewhere this morning. It's chapter 6. Will you forgive me, Father? I got some sins I've mentioned, but I want you to forgive me. Look unto the sins that I've committed knowingly, unknowingly, and some that are hidden in my heart. I want God to sponge me. D-R-Y. That there can be nothing that holds me back from what God wants to do in me. Because the time we're living in, it is a precious time. It's a loving time. Woo! God loves us. God loves us. And here's what else he wants to point to you. I want to say this. When we are motivated by love, we see love overcomes a multitude. And when we love God, when we respect God, God loves us. Can you love him for who he is? Yeah. Can you appreciate him for who he is? Can you take him at his word? I believe I can. I thank God. You know why I thank God? Praise him. Because God is so good. His mercy endures forever. Why does his mercy endure forever? Because he's the kind of God you want to see. And I say to a lot of people, the reason why some people say that they love God, but they're lying. The truth is not in them. That's what the Bible says. But whosoever keeps the word of God in him is the love of God perfecting. We know that we are in him. See, you got to go in there and look at what the word of God has to say to you, not what somebody else say about you. And I'm just saying, be with love. It's God we serve so good. My. I can tell you tonight, if you really let God use you, you would be surprised. You would be surprised what God wants to do through you and for you. How do I know? Doing it right now. Because he loves you. But you know, he that says he abide in him ought himself also to walk. See, and I will say this to you. The more you take God at his word and walk in the love of God, God has a plan for you. God has a plan for me. God has a plan for all who can believe. And you know, I believe there's some people that want to know what God wants to do. I know I do. I'm ready to do some greater works. Don't care what nobody say about me. They're going to talk about you. But you're going to have to stay on God's team. Are you on God's team? Are you on God's team? I've got you covered. And see, this God, we say, isn't God so good? God is so good. He loves us. I know he does. He loves you. He loves me. He loves all of us that loves him. He is such a great God. My God. No God as we know. There is no God like we know. See, God is the only one. And the more we love God, the more God brings us to the point and lets us know that he is God. He is the only one. You shouldn't be worried what people say about you. You shouldn't be worried about it. Because you know what people are going to talk about you. Ain't nothing you can do. And what I want to do is I got some music, some words from a beloved brother I have a lot of respect for. I want you to hear his name is Kenneth Hagin. Let's just what he said to us. All right. Praise God. As soon as it gets ready. Because I want to come back tonight. Because tonight is a good night. Well, God has blessed us. God has blessed us. He loves us. He loves us so until all we can do is hallelujah. We can say that God is awesome, and nobody can deny us. Nobody. See, there are people that need healing. But you know what? Some people don't want to get here. And you know why some people want to get here? Because they want to give up. They want to do it the way they do it. They're not concerned what God wants. But I'm here to say, I'm here to say, here we go. Let's listen to it right quick.
D63HMC,
I am reading from Proverbs chapter 4, verse 20, 21, and 22. My son, attend to my words. Incline thine ear unto my sayings. Let them not depart from thine eyes. Keep them in the midst of thine heart. For they are life unto those that find them, and health to all their flesh. In the margin of my King James translation, it reads, my words are medicine to all their flesh. So God's word is medicine to all our flesh. So therefore, I just want to read from the word of God and give you God's medicine. First of all, from Matthew, the 6th chapter, the 9th through the 10th verse. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, in earth as it is in heaven. Healing is God's will. There is no sickness in heaven, the Bible said, so it's God's will that there be no sickness on earth. Then 3 John, verse 2. Beloved, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prospers. Then again, 1 John, the 5th chapter, the 14th and 15th verses. And this is the confidence that we have in him, that if we ask anything according to his will, he heareth us. And if we know that he hear us, whatsoever we ask, we know that we have the petitions that we desired of him. Hebrews chapter 12, verses 12 and 13. Wherefore lift up the hands which hang down, and the feeble knees. Make straight paths for your feet, lest that which is lame be turned out of the way, but let it rather be healed. And then Philippians chapter 2, verse 13. For it is God which worketh in you, both to will and to do of his good pleasure. Romans 8, 32. He that spared not his own son, but delivered him up for us all, how shall he not with him also freely give us all things? James 1, 17. Every good gift and every perfect gift is from above, and cometh down from the Father of lights, with whom there is no variableness, neither shadow of turning. Romans 8, 31. If God be for us, who can be against us? Malachi 3, 6. For I am the Lord, I change not. Isaiah 41, 10. Fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee, yea, I will help thee, yea, I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness. Deuteronomy 7:15. And the Lord will take away from thee all sickness, and will put none of the evil diseases of Egypt, which thou knowest, upon thee. Exodus 15:26. If thou wilt diligently hearken to the voice of the Lord thy God, and will do that which is right in his sight, and will give ear to his commandments, and keep all his statutes, I will put none, or permit none, of these diseases upon thee, which I have permitted upon the Egyptians, for I am the Lord that healeth thee. Jeremiah 30:17. For I will restore health unto thee, and I will heal thee of thy wounds, saith the Lord. Jeremiah 33:6. Behold, I will bring it health and cure, and I will cure them, and will reveal unto them the abundance of peace and truth. Deuteronomy chapter 30, verses 19 and 20. I call heaven and earth to record this day against you, that I have set before you life and death, blessing and cursing. Therefore choose life, that thou and thy seed may live. that thou mayest love the Lord thy God, and that thou mayest obey his voice, and that thou mayest cleave unto him. For he is thy life and the length of thy days, that thou mayest dwell in the land which the Lord sware unto thy fathers. Leviticus 26, chapter, the 3rd verse, and then the 9th verse. If ye walk in my statutes, and keep my commandments, and do them, I will have respect unto you, and make you fruitful, and multiply you, and establish my covenant with you. Isaiah 58, 8. Then shall thy light break forth as the morning, and thy health shall spring forth speedily, and thy righteousness shall go before thee, and the glory of the Lord shall be thy reward. Genesis 20:17. So Abraham prayed unto God, and God healed Abimelech and his wife and his maidservants, and they bare children. 2 Chronicles chapter 30, verse 20. And the Lord hearkened to Hezekiah and healed the people. 2 Kings chapter 20, verse 5. Turn again and tell Hezekiah, the captain of my people, thus saith the Lord, the God of David thy father, I have heard thy prayer, I have seen thy tears, behold, I will heal thee. Numbers 23:19. God is not a man that he should lie, neither the son of man that he should repent. Hath he said, and shall he not do it? Or hath he spoken, and shall he not make it good? 2 Chronicles 6:14. O Lord God of Israel, there is no God like thee in the heaven nor in the earth, which keepeth covenant and showeth mercy unto thy servants that walk before thee with all their hearts. 2 Chronicles, the 16th chapter, the 9th verse. For the eyes of the Lord run to and fro throughout the whole earth to show himself strong in the behalf of them whose heart is perfect toward him. Psalm 145, verses 8 and 9. The Lord is gracious and full of compassion, slow to anger and of great mercy. The Lord is good to all, and his tender mercies are over all his works. Job 37:23. Touching the Almighty, he is excellent in power and in judgment and in plenty of justice. He will not afflict. Psalm 67:2. That thy way may be known upon earth, thy saving help among all nations. Psalm 105, verse 37. He brought them forth also with silver and gold, and there was not one feeble person among their tribes. Psalm 103, verse 3. Who forgiveth all thine iniquities, who healeth all thy diseases. Psalm 147, 3. He healeth the broken in heart and bindeth up their wounds. Psalm 23, 1. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. Psalm 30, verse 2. O Lord my God, I cried unto thee, and thou hast healed me. Psalm 34, 19. Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivereth him out of them all. Psalm 41, 3. The Lord will strengthen him upon the bed of languishing. Psalm 42, 11. Hope thou in God, for I shall yet praise him who is the health of my countenance and my God. Matthew 7, 11. If ye then, being evil, know how to give good gifts unto your children, how much more shall your Father which is in heaven give good things to them that ask him? Then Isaiah shows us that healing is in the plan of redemption. Isaiah 53, verses 4 and 5. Surely he has borne our griefs and carried our sorrows. Or the margin reads, surely he has borne our pains and carried our sicknesses. Yet we did esteem him stricken, smitten of God, and afflicted. But he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him. And with his stripes we are healed. Matthew 8:17. That it might be fulfilled which was spoken by Isaiah the prophet, saying himself took our infirmities and bare our sicknesses. 1 Peter 2:24. Who his own self bare our sins in his own body on the tree, that we being dead to sins should live unto righteousness, by whose stripes ye were healed. Galatians 3:13, verse 14, and then verse 29. Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law, being made a curse for us. For it is written, cursed is everyone that hangeth on a tree, that the blessing of Abraham might come on the Gentiles through Jesus Christ, that we might receive the promise of the Spirit through faith. And if ye be Christ, then are ye Abraham's seed, and heirs according to the promise. Then Colossians chapter 1, verse 12, 13, and 14. And then chapter 2, verses 10 and 15. Giving thanks unto the Father, which has made us meet, or able, to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in light, who hath delivered us from the power of darkness, and has translated us into the kingdom of his dear Son, in whom we have redemption through his blood, even the forgiveness of sins. And ye are complete in him, which is the head of all principality and power, and having spoiled principalities and powers, he made a show of them openly, triumphing over them in it. Hebrews chapter 9, verse 12. Neither by the blood of goats and calves, but by his own blood, he entered in once into the holy place, having obtained eternal redemption for us. Ephesians 5:30. For we are members of his body, of his flesh, and of his bones. 1 Thessalonians 5:23. And the very God of peace sanctify you wholly. And I pray, God, your whole spirit and soul and body be preserved blameless unto the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. Hosea chapter 13, verse 14. I will ransom them from the power of the grave. I will redeem them from death. O death, I will be thy plague. O grave, I will be thy destruction. In Exodus, the 20th chapter, and the 12th verse, we read, Honor thy father and mother, that thy days may be long upon the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee. Deuteronomy 5:33, Ye shall walk in all the ways which the Lord your God hath commanded you, that you may live, and that it may be well with you, and that ye may prolong your days in the land which ye shall possess. Deuteronomy 11:21, That your days may be multiplied, and the days of your children in the land which the Lord sware unto your fathers to give them, as the days of heaven upon the earth. 1 Chronicles 29, verse 28. And he, David, died in a good old age, full of days, riches, and honor. Job 5:26. Thou shalt come to thy grave in a full age, like as a shock of corn cometh in his season. Psalm 90:10. The days of our years are 70, and if by reason and strength they be 80 years. The 91st Psalm, verses 10 through 16. There shall no evil befall thee, neither shall any plague come nigh thy dwelling. For he shall give his angels charge over thee to keep thee in all thy ways. They shall bear thee up in their hands, lest thou dash thy foot against a stone. Thou shalt tread upon the lion and adder. The young lion and the dragon shalt thou trample under feet. Because he has set his love upon me, therefore will I deliver him. I will set him on high, because he has known my name. He shall call upon me, and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him. With long life will I satisfy him and show him my salvation. Proverbs chapter 3, verses 1 and 2. My son, forget not my law, but let thine heart keep my commandments. For length of days, and long life, and peace shall they add to thee. Proverbs chapter 9, verse 11. For by me thy days shall be multiplied, and the years of thy life shall be increased. Ecclesiastes 7:17. Why shouldest thou die before thy time? Isaiah chapter 40, verse 31. But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. Isaiah chapter 65, verse 22. Thou shalt not build and another inhabit. They shall not plant and another eat. For as the days of a tree are the days of my people, and mine elect shall long enjoy the work of their hands. Ephesians chapter 6, verse 1 through 3. Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Honor thy father and mother, which is the first commandment with promise, that it may be well with thee, and that thou mayest live long on the earth. And so you see, God has promised us long life, and he wants us to have long life. Now then, let's look at some scriptures concerning the earth walk of Jesus and his ministry. Matthew chapter 4, verse 23 and 24. And Jesus went about all Galilee, teaching in their synagogues and preaching the gospel of the kingdom, and healing all manner of sickness and all manner of disease among the people. And his fame went throughout all Syria, And they brought unto him all sick people that were taken with divers diseases and torments, and those which were possessed with devils, and those which were lunatic, and those that had the palsy, and he healed them. Matthew, the 8th chapter, the 2nd and 3rd verse. And behold, there came a leper and worshipped him, saying, Lord, if thou wilt, thou canst make me clean. And Jesus put forth his hand and touched him, saying, I will, be thou clean. And immediately his leprosy was cleansed. Matthew chapter 8, verses 5 through 10, and then verse 13. And when Jesus was entered into Capernaum, there came unto him a centurion, beseeching him and saying, Lord, my servant lieth at home sick of the palsy, grievously tormented. And Jesus saith unto him, I will come and heal him. The centurion answered and said, Lord, I am not worthy that thou shouldest come under my roof, but speak the word only, and my servant shall be healed. For I am a man under authority, having soldiers under me. And I say to this man, go, and he goeth, and to another, come, and he cometh, and to my servants, do this, and he doeth it. When Jesus heard it, he marveled, and said to them that followed, Verily I say unto you, I have not found so great faith, no, not in Israel. And Jesus said unto the centurion, Go thy way, and as thou hast believed, so be it done unto thee. And his servant was healed in the selfsame hour. Matthew chapter 8, verses 14 through 17. And when Jesus was come into Peter's house, he saw his wife's mother laid and sick of a fever. And he touched her hand, and the fever left her, and she arose and ministered unto them. When the even was come, they brought unto him many that were possessed with devils, and he cast out the spirits with his word, and healed all that were sick, that it might be fulfilled which was spoken by Isaiah the prophet, saying, Himself took our infirmities and bare our sicknesses. Matthew chapter 9, verses 20, 21, and 22. And behold, a woman which was diseased with an issue of blood 12 years came behind him and touched the hem of his garment. For she said within herself, If I may but touch his garment, I shall be whole. But Jesus turned him about, and when he saw her, he said, Daughter, be of good comfort. Thy faith has made thee whole. And the woman was made whole from that hour. Matthew chapter 9, verses 27 through 36. And when Jesus departed thence, two blind men followed him, crying and saying, Thou son of David, have mercy on us. And when he was come into the house, the blind men came to him. And Jesus saith unto them, Believe ye that I am able to do this? They said unto him, Yea, Lord. Then touched he their eyes, saying, According to your faith, be it unto you. And their eyes were open. And Jesus straightly charged them, saying, See that no man know it. But they, when they were departed, spread abroad his fame in all that country. As they went out, behold, they brought to him a dumb man possessed with a devil. And when the devil was cast out, the dumb spake. And the multitude marveled, saying, It was never so seen in Israel. But the Pharisees said, He casteth out devils through the prince of the devils. And Jesus went about all the cities and villages, teaching in their synagogues and preaching the gospel of the kingdom, and healing every sickness and every disease among the people. But when he saw the multitudes, he was moved with compassion on them, because they fainted and were scattered abroad as sheep having no shepherd. Matthew chapter 11, verses 28 through 30. Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your souls. For my yoke is easy, and my burden is light. Matthew chapter 12, verse 15. But when Jesus knew it, he withdrew himself from thence, and great multitudes followed him, and he healed them all. Matthew chapter 14, verses 13 and 14. When Jesus heard of it, he departed thence by ship into a desert place apart. And when the people had heard thereof, they followed him on foot out of the cities. And Jesus went forth and saw a great multitude, and was moved with compassion towards them, and he healed their sick. Matthew chapter 14, verses 34 through 36. And when they were gone over, they came unto the land of Gennesaret. And when the men of that place acknowledged of him, they sent out to all the country round about, and brought unto him all that were diseased, and besought him that they might only touch the hem of his garment, and as many as touched were made perfectly whole. Matthew chapter 15, verse 29 through 31. And Jesus departed thence, and came nigh unto the Sea of Galilee, and went up into a mountain, and sat down there. And great multitudes came unto him, having with them those that were lame, blind, dumb, maimed, and many others, and cast them down at Jesus' feet, and he healed them. insomuch that the multitude wondered. And when they saw the dumb to speak, the maimed to behold, the lame to walk, and the blind to see, and they glorified the God of Israel. Then Mark chapter 5, verse 1 through 43. And they came over to the other side of the sea, into the country of the Gadarenes. And when he was come out of the ship, immediately there met him out of the tombs a man with an unclean spirit, who had been dwelling among the tombs, and no man could bind him, no, not with chains. Because that he had been often bound with fetters and chains, and the chains had been plucked asunder by him, and the fetters broken in pieces, neither could any man tame him. And always, night and day, he was in the mountains and in the tombs, crying and cutting himself with stones. But if when he saw Jesus afar off, he ran and worshipped him, and cried with a loud voice, and said, What have I to do with thee, Jesus, thou Son of the Most High God? I adjure thee by God that thou torment me not. For he said unto him, Come out of the man, thou unclean spirit. And he asked him, What is thy name? And he answered, saying, My name is Legion, for we are many. And he besought him much that he would not send them away out of the country. Now there was there, nigh unto the mountains, a great herd of swine feeding. And all the devils besought him, saying, Send us into the swine, that we may enter into them. And forthwith Jesus gave them leave. And the unclean spirits went out and entered into the swine, and the herd ran violently down a steep place into the sea. They were about 2,000, and were choked in the sea. And they that fed the swine fled, and told in the city and in the country. And they went out to see what it was that was done. And they come to Jesus, and see him that was possessed with the devil, and had the legion, sitting, and clothed, and in his right mind, and they were afraid. And they that saw it told them how it befell to him that was possessed with the devil, and also concerning the swine. And they began to pray him to depart out of their coast. And when he was come into the ship, he that had been possessed with the devil prayed him that he might be with him. Howbeit Jesus suffered him not, but saith unto him, Go home to thy friends, and tell them how great things the Lord hath done for thee, and hath had compassion on thee. And he departed and began to publish it in Decapolis, how great things Jesus had done for him, and all men did marvel. And when Jesus was passed over again by ship unto the other side, much people gathered unto him, and he was nigh unto the sea. And behold, there came one of the rulers of the synagogue, Jairus by name. And when he saw Jesus, he fell at his feet, and besought him greatly, saying, My little daughter lieth at the point of death. I pray thee, come, and lay thy hands on her, that she may be healed, and she shall live. And Jesus went with him, and much people followed him and thronged him. And a certain woman which had an issue of blood 12 years, and had suffered many things of many physicians, and had spent all that she had, and was nothing better, but rather grew worse. When she had heard of Jesus, came in the press behind and touched his garments. For she said, If I may touch but his clothes, I shall be whole. And straightway the fountain of her blood was dried up, and she felt in her body that she was healed of that plague. And Jesus, immediately knowing in himself that virtue had gone out of him, turned him about in the press, and said, Who touched my clothes? And his disciples said unto him, Thou seest the multitude thronging thee, and sayest thou, Who touched me? And he looked around about to see her that had done this thing. But the woman, fearing and trembling, knowing what was done in her, came and fell down before him, and told him all the truth. And he said unto her, Daughter, thy faith has made thee whole. Go in peace, and be whole of thy plague. While he yet spake, there came from the rulers of the synagogue house certain which said, Thy daughter is dead. Why troublest thou the master any further? As soon as Jesus heard the word that was spoken, he said unto the ruler of the synagogue, Be not afraid, only believe. And he suffered no man to follow him, save Peter and James and John, the brother of James. And he cometh to the house of the ruler of the synagogue, and seeth the tumult, and them that wept, and wailed greatly. And when he was come in, he saith unto them, Why make ye this ado, and weep? The damsel is not dead, but sleepeth. And they laughed him to scorn. But when he had put them all out, he taketh the father and mother of the damsel, and them that were with him, and entered in where the damsel was lying. And he took the damsel by the hand, and said unto her, Talitha kumai, which is being interpreted, Damsel, I say unto thee, arise. And straightway the damsel arose and walked, for she was of the age of 12 years, and they were astonished with great astonishment. And he charged them straightly that no man should know it, and commanded that something should be given her to eat. Then mark the 6th chapter, verse 53 through 56. And when they had passed over, they came into the land of Gennesaret and drew to the shore. And when they were come out of the ship, straightway they knew him, and ran through the whole region round about, and began to carry about in beds those that were sick, where they heard he was. And whithersoever he entered into villages, or cities, or country, they laid the sick in the streets, and besought him that they might touch, if it were but the border of his garment, and as many as touched him were made whole. Then mark the 7th chapter, verse 25 through 37. For a certain woman whose young daughter had an unclean spirit heard of him, and came and fell at his feet. The woman was a Greek, a Syrophoenician by nation. And she besought him that he would cast forth the devil out of her daughter. But when Jesus said unto her, Let the children first be filled, for it is not meet to take the children's bread and to cast it unto dogs. Then she answered and said unto him, Yes, Lord, yet the dogs under the table eat of the children's crumbs. And he said unto her, For this saying, Go thy way, the devil is gone out of thy daughter. And when she was come to her, she found the devil gone out, and her daughter lay upon the bed, and began to part from the coast of Tyre and Sidon. She had gone through the thick coast of the Tyre. They were looking at one of the dead, and had been dead in the spirit. And they were teaching the verdict of sin of all of them. And he took the sign from the mother, and put his fingers in his ears, and spit the tongues out, and looking up at him, he sighed. And straightway his ears were open, and the string of his tongue was loose, and he straightened up, and he charged him that he should tell no man. But the more he charged, so much the more the great deal that comes to him. When God made him stop, he said, He had done all that to the house, and he opened them here. Then he bought the night down, 7:29. One of the most in the history of Gentiles, I have brought unto you my son, and God's son. Whatsoever he can give me a prayer, I hope that he can give me. I have no faith, and I think about his life, that they should cast him out, and they could not. He is to him that old thing, how long shall I be? How long shall I suffer? Where did he come from? And they brought him unto him. When he saw him, he carried away the spirit. On the ground and walked. And he asked his father, How long did it go to this? He said, Of my time. And all night the body was water destroyed. But as I was doing, have compassion on us and us. And Jesus said, I can't be about to believe. All things are possible to him that believes. And straightway the father of the child cried out and said, Dear Lord, I believe you.
verses 33 through 36, then 40.
say, let us alone. What have we to do with thee? Thou Jesus of Nazareth, art thou come to destroy us? I know who thou art, the Holy One of God. And Jesus rebuked him, saying, hold thy peace, come out of him. And when the devil had thrown him into the midst, he came out of him and hurt him not. And they were all amazed. Think among them, he had said, what word is this? For with authority and power, he commanded the unclean spirit to come out. Now when the sun was set, all they that had any sick were dilated and brought them under him, and he laid hands on every one of them, and he was healed. And devils also came out of him and cried out, saying, thou art Christ, the Son of God, and he rebuked him. You are the Christ. Then in Luke 6, chapter 36, Luke 8, and it came to pass also on another Sabbath, that he entered into the synagogue and taught. And there was a man whose right hand was withered. And the scribes and Pharisees watched whether he would heal on the Sabbath day, that they might find an accusation against him. But he knew their thoughts, and said to the man, would have the withered and rise and stand forth into the room. And he arose and stood forth. Then said Jesus unto the man, I will ask you one thing. Is it lawful on the Sabbath day to do good or to do evil, to save life or to destroy it? He looked around about upon them all and said unto them, and steps forth unto him, he did tell them.
Yeah.
Okay, please.
Thank you.
person should bow up on the heaven, on the earth, and heaven on the name of God, just because I'm Of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, whom ye crucified, whom God raised from the dead, even by him doth this man stand here before you holy. This is the stone which was set at naught of you builders, which is become the head of the corner. Neither is there salvation in any other, for there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. Now when they saw the boldness of Peter and John, and perceived that they were unlearned and ignorant, they mocked, and they took knowledge of them, that they had been with Jesus. And beholding the man which was healed standing with them, they could say nothing against him. But when they had commanded them to go aside out of the council, they conferred among themselves, saying, what shall we do to them? For that indeed a notable miracle has been done by them is manifest to all them that dwell in Jerusalem, and we cannot deny it. But that it spread no further among the people, let us straightly threaten that they speak henceforth no man in this name. And they called them and commanded them not to speak at all, nor teach in the name of Jesus. And being let go, they went to their own company, and reported all that the chief priests and elders had said unto them. And when they heard that, they lifted up their voice to God with one accord and said, and now, Lord, behold their threatening, and grant unto thy servants that with all boldness they may speak thy word, by stretching forth thine hand to heal, and that signs and wonders may be done by the name of the Holy Child Jesus. Then Matthew 18:19. Again I say unto you, that if two of you shall agree on earth as touching anything that they ask, it shall be done for them of my Father which is in heaven. Mark 11:22-26. And Jesus answering saith unto them, have faith in God. For verily I say unto you, that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed, and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he saith shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he saith. Therefore I say unto you, what things ever ye desire when you pray, believe that you receive them, and ye shall have them. And when ye stand praying, forgive if ye have aught against any, that your Father also which is in heaven may forgive you your trespasses. But if you do not forgive, neither will your Father which is in heaven forgive your trespasses. Romans 4:17, and then verses 19-21. As it is written, I have made thee a father of many nations, before him whom he believed, even God, who quickeneth the dead, and calleth those things which be not as though they were. And being not weak in faith, he considered not his own body now dead, when he was about 100 years old, neither yet the deadness of Sarah's womb. He staggered not the promise of God through unbelief, but was strong in faith, giving glory to God, and being fully persuaded that what he had promised, he was able also to perform. So then faith cometh, Romans 10:17. So then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Then 1 Timothy 6:12, fight the good fight of faith. Lay hold on eternal life, whereunto thou also called and hast professed a good profession before many witnesses. Hebrews 11:1. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Hebrews 11:6. But without faith it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh unto God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Then 1 John 5:4-5. For whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world. And this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. Who is he that overcometh the world? But he that believeth Jesus is the Son of God. 1 Corinthians 3:16. Know ye not that ye are the temple of God, and that the Spirit of God dwelleth in you? Romans 8:2. For the law of the Spirit of life is Christ. Make me free from the law. See. 1 John 4:4. Ye are God's temple. Dwell in you. And overcome them. Because greater is he that is in you. He is in the world. Romans 8:11.
But if the Spirit of him that raised up Jesus from the dead shall in you, he that raised up Christ from the dead shall also be quickened the immortal body by his Spirit that dwelleth
in you.
Of the name of the Lord, they shall be afraid of thee. And the Lord shall make thee plenteous in good, the fruit of thy body, and in the fruit of thy cattle.
Because I serve the Lord, I thought it was joy. That was the first of all.
but that no man is justified by the law in the sight of God is condemned again. For the just shall live by faith. And the law is not a thing, but the man that doeth it shall live in. Christ hath redeemed us from the curse of the law. He hath made a curse for us, for it is written, cursed is everyone that hangeth on a tree, that the blessing may come might come off him out to Jesus Christ, that he might receive the promise of the Spirit through faith. Rather, I speak after the matter of men, though it be but a man's coming, yet it is be confirmed, no man disavoweth or addeth nothing. Now, to Abraham and his seed were the prophet of the seed. He saith not, secret and the many, but as of one, and thy seed which is Christ. This I say, the covenant will of God in Christ, the law, which was 430 years after, cannot disavow, that it should make the prophet another thing. For if the inheritance be of the law, it is no more of prophet. But God gave it to Abraham by prophet. Wherefore, then, servant of the law, is the added because of transgression, till the seed should come, in whom the promise was made, and it was ordained by angels in the hands of a mediator. Now, a mediator is not a mediator of one, but God's. Is the law then against the promise of God? God forbid. For if there is not a law, it which could have been the blind, fairly right, should have been by the law. But the scripture has concluded all of this, that the promise by faith of Jesus Christ might be given to them that believe. But before faith came, we were kept up in the law, shut up, and the faith that should act is given. Wherefore the law was not a screw that to bring us unto Christ that he might be justified by faith. And as it is faith, it belongs unto a screw. For ye are all children.
Is a curse of the law.
But across the way, you see there's no church of the law. Therefore, I confess, I am the demon from the I just gave that to you to illustrate what I presented. Paul, the church of the law, confess the church of the law. It confessed grace to the church. Christ from the church of the law. Therefore, I am the demon from the church of the law. Now, I want you to do that. I want you to listen to me. Good job. The way you're off the target is over and over. And they had never waited for it. All I thought, all they thought, the people, the next thing. Therefore, I am the demon from the church of the law.
For more information about him, call 1-888-288-486 or visit our website at www.mega.org or write to Post Office Box 5 Station. It's public Toronto, Ontario, Canada. M9A4X.
I used to try to go to get school
bus. Oh, there's one way.
If I'm running late going to work, I'll see either reserve a
bus. There are several lot of deals again.
He that spared not his own son, but delivered him up for us all, how shall he not with him also freely give us all? James 1:17. Every good gift and every perfect gift is from above, and cometh down from the Father of lights, where there is no variableness, neither shadow of truth. Romans 8:31. If God be for us, who can be against us? Malachi 3:6. For I am the Lord, I change not. Isaiah 41:10. Fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee, yea, I will help thee, yea, I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness. Deuteronomy 7:15. And the Lord will take away from thee all sin, and will put none of the evil diseases of Egypt, which thou knowest, the heart. Exodus 15:26. If thou wilt diligently hearken to the voice of the Lord thy God, and will do that which is right in his sight, and will give ear to his command, and keep all his statutes, I will put none or permit these diseases upon thee, which I have permitted upon the Egyptians, for I am the Lord. Jeremiah 37. For I will restore health, and I will heal thee of thy wounds, saith the Lord. Jeremiah 33:6. Behold, I will bring his health and cure, and I will cure them, and will reveal unto them the abundance of peace and truth. Deuteronomy 30:19-20. I call heaven and earth directly this day against you, that I have set before you life and death, blessed and cursed. Therefore choose life, that thou and thy sheep may live, that thou mayest love the Lord thy God, and that thou mayest obey his voice, and that thou mayest cleave unto him. For he is thy life and the length of thy days, that thou mayest dwell in the land which the Lord sware unto thy father. Leviticus 26:3, and then the 9th. If ye walk in my statutes, and keep my commandments, and do them, I will have the strength, make you fruitful, and multiply you, and establish my covenant. Isaiah 58:8. Then shall thy life break forth in the morning, and thy health spring forth speedily, and thy righteousness shall go before thee, and the glory of the Lord be thy reward. Genesis 27. So as Abraham prayed unto God, God healed Abimelech and his wife, his maid servant, and they bear children. 2 Chronicles 30:20. And the Lord hearkened to his cry and healed the people. 2 Kings 20:5. Turn again, still as you have it, my people. Thus saith the Lord, the God of David thy father. I have heard thy prayer, and I have seen thy tears. Behold, I will heal thee. Numbers 23:19. God is not a man that he should lie, neither the son of man that he should repent. Hath he said, shall he not do it? Or hath he spoken, and shall he not make it? 2 Chronicles 6:40. O Lord God of Israel, and show us mercy unto thy servant, but walk before thee with all their hearts. 2 Chronicles 16:9. For the eyes of the Lord run to and fro throughout the whole earth, to show himself strong in the behalf of them whose heart is perfect toward him. Psalm 145:8-9. The Lord is gracious and full of mercy, slow to anger and of great mercy. The Lord is good to all, and his mercies are over all his works. Job 37:23. Touching the Almighty, he is excellent in power and in judgment and in passion of justice. He will not afflict. Psalm 67:2. That thy way may be known among the earth, thy saving health among all nations. Psalm 105:37. He brought them forth also with silver and gold, and there was not one single person among their tribes. Psalm 103:2. Who forgiveth all thy iniquity, who healeth all thy diseases. Psalm 147:3. He healeth the broken in heart, bindeth up their wounds. Psalm 23:1. The Lord my shepherd, I shall not want. Psalm 30:3. O Lord my God, I cried unto thee, and thou hast been. Psalm 34:19. Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivered him out of them all. Psalm 41:3. The Lord will strengthen him upon the bed of language. Psalm 42:11. Hope thou in God, for I shall yet praise him who is the health of my countenance and my God. Matthew 7:11. If ye then being know how to give good gifts to the church, how much more shall your Father which is in heaven give good things to them that ask him? Then Isaiah shows us that he is in the plan of redemption. Isaiah 53:4-5. Surely is born our griefs and carried our sorrows, or the margin. Surely he is born our pain and carried our sickness. Yet we did receive him stricken of God and afflicted. But he was wounded for our transgression. He was bruised for our iniquity. The chastisement of our peace was upon him. And with his stripes we are healed. Matthew 8:17. But it might be fulfilled which was spoken by Isaiah the prophet, saying himself took our infirmity and bare our sickness. 1 Peter 2:24. Who is own self by our sin in his own body on the tree, that we being dead to sins should live unto righteousness, by whose stripes we were healed. Galatians 3:13, verse 4, and then verse 29. Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law, being made a curse for us, for it is written, cursed is everyone that hangeth on a tree, that the blessing of Abraham might come on the Gentiles through Jesus Christ, that we might receive the promise of the Spirit through faith. And if ye be Christ, then are ye Abraham's seed, and heirs according to the promise. Then Colossians 1:12-14, and then chapter 2:10-15. Giving thanks unto the Father, which has made us weak, are able to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in life, who has delivered us from the power of darkness, and has translated us into the kingdom of his dear Son, in whom we have redemption through his blood, even the forgiveness of sin. And here is the Christian, which is the head of all knowledge and power, and as it is full of knowledge and power, he made it sure that over the triumph is over the in him. Hebrews 9:12. Neither by the blood of goats and cattle, but by his own blood, he entered in once into the holy place, having an eternal redemption for us. Ephesians 5:30. For we are members of his body, of his flesh, and of his bone. 1 Thessalonians 5:23. And the very God of peace sanctify you holy. I pray God your whole spirit and soul and body be preserved blameless at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. Hosea 13:4. I will ransom them from the power of the grave. I will redeem them from death. O death, I will be thy friend. O grave, I will be thy destruction. In Exodus, the 20th chapter, and the 12th verse, we thy days may be long upon the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee. Deuteronomy 5:32. Ye shall walk in all the ways the Lord your God has commanded you, that ye may live, and that it may be well with you, and that you may prolong your days in the land which you shall possess. Deuteronomy 11:21, that your days may be multiplied, and the days of your children, the land which the Lord sware to your fathers to give them, on the earth. 1 Chronicles 29:28. And he, David, dies in a good old age, full of faith, riches, and honor. Job 5:26. Thou shalt come to thy grave in a void, like a shock of corn, come of peace. Psalm 9:10. The days of our years are 80, but the reason of strength may be 80 years. Then I first saw verses 10-16. Thou shalt no evil befall thee, neither shall any plague come nigh thy dwelling. For he shall give his angels charge over thee to keep thee in all thy ways. They shall bear thee up in their hands, lest thou dash thy foot against the stone. Thou shalt tread upon the lion and adder. The young man's love upon me, therefore will I deliver him. I will set him on high, if because he has known my name. He shall call upon me, and I'll answer. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him. With long life will I satisfy him and show him my salvation. Proverbs chapter 3, verses 1 and 2. My son, forget not my law, but let thine heart be my covenant. For length of days and long life and peace shall they add to thee. Proverbs chapter 9, verse 11. For by me thy days shall be multiplied, and the years of thy life shall be increased. Ecclesiastes 7:7. Why should his mouth die before thy time? Isaiah chapter 40, verse 31. But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run, not be weary. They shall walk, and not be faint. Isaiah chapter 6, and another day. They shall not faint, and another day. For as the days of a tree are the days of my people, and mine elect shall long enjoy the work of their hands. Ephesians chapter 6, verse 1. Children, obey your parents in the Lord, this is not. Honor thy father and mother, which is the first commandment with promise, that it may be well with thee, and that thou mayest live long on the earth. And so you see, God is coming to us, long life, and he wants us to have long life. Now then, let's look at the scriptures concerning the first walk of Jesus and his ministry. Matthew chapter 4, verse 23 and 24. Jesus went about all Galilee, teaching in their synagogues, and preaching the gospel of the kingdom, and healing all manner of sickness, all manner of disease among them. And his fame went throughout all Syria, and they brought unto him all sick that were taken with divers diseases and harming, and those that were possessed with devils, and those that were lunatics, and those that had the palsy and healed. Matthew the 8th chapter, the 2nd and 3rd verse. And behold, there came a leper and worshipped him, saying, Lord, if I will, thou canst let me clean. Jesus put forth his hand and touched him, saying, I will, be thou clean. And immediately his leprosy was healed. Matthew chapter 8, verses 5 through 10, then verse 13. And when Jesus was in good place, there came unto him a centurion, beseeching him, and saying, Lord, my servant lies at home sick of the palsy, grievously tormented. Jesus said unto him, I will come. The centurion answered and said, Lord, I am not worthy that thou shouldest come under my roof, but speak the word only, and my servant. For I am a man under authority, having soldiers under me. And I say to this man, go, and he goeth. To another, come, and he cometh, and he doeth it. When Jesus heard it, he marveled, and said to them that followed, Verily I say unto you, I have not found so great faith, no, not in people. And Jesus said unto the centurion, Go thy way, and as thou hast believed, so be it done unto thee. And his servant believed in the selfsame hour. Matthew chapter 8, verses 14 through 17. And when Jesus was coming to Peter's house, he saw his wife's mother laid and sick of a fever. And he touched her hand, and the fever left her. She arose and ministered unto him. When the evening was come, they brought unto him many that were possessed of devils, and he cast out the spirits with his word, and healed all that were sick, that it might be fulfilled which was spoken by Isaiah the prophet, saying, Himself took our infirmity, and bare our sickness. Matthew chapter 9, verses 20 to 21. And behold, a woman which was diseased with an issue of blood 12 years came behind him and touched him with his garment. For she said within herself, If I may but touch his garment, I shall be whole. But Jesus turned him about, and when he saw her, he said, Daughter, be of good comfort. Thy faith has made thee whole. And the woman was made whole from that hour. Matthew chapter 9, verses 27 through 36. And when Jesus departed, then stood by him and followed him, crying, saying, Thou son of David, have mercy on me. And when he was coming to the house, the blind men came. And Jesus saith unto them, Believe ye that I am able to do this? They said unto him, Yea, Lord. Then touched their eyes, saying, According to your faith, be it unto you. And their eyes were opened.
souls. No. I am. I just got to put my pants on. I said I'm gonna pull my pants off. No.